耶路撒冷教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒之外，门徒和天城人把城里的埋葬拉到水中大哭，扫罗却残害教会，并个人家拉着男女下在监里，那些分散的人往各处去传道。 腓力下撒玛利亚城去，曾讲基督，众人听见了又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话。因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在城里就大有欢喜。
那些因使提反的事遭受患难死、失散的门徒，使走到腓尼基和基比路，并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。但内中有基比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利人传讲主耶稣。主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。这风声传到耶路撒冷教会的人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩。 就欢喜，劝勉众人立心志很久靠主。啊，我们都知道中国大陆最近在面对很大的逼迫，许多教会都被迫关门。
So a lot of churches in mainland China are actually facing great persecutions. A lot of the churches are forced to close.
在北美，许多华人教会的牧师。 已经不被允许再进入中国内地了。
Pastors from North American churches are not allowed to go to mainland China to do short missions anymore.
这一趟我算是幸运的。
So I was fortunate enough, very blessed.
整个行程都非常的顺利。
So my whole trip was very smooth.
所以我感谢弟兄姐妹为这一次的短宣之旅的带导跟支持。
Praise the Lord, and also thank you, brothers and sisters, to pray for me.
使得这一次的任务得以完成。
So that my mission can be completed.
那这次的行程当中，无论是在广州、在杭州，还有在青岛。 都深深体会到中国信徒遭到逼迫，但是信仰却稳固的真实见证。So
whether I was in Guangzhou, in Qingdao, or in Hangzhou, and then also I felt like although these Christians were greatly persecuted, they still hold very steadfast to their faith.
因为大环境的紧张局势。
Because the circumstances are so difficult, the gatherings are getting more and more difficult.
所以大陆的信徒呢，就非常渴慕听到。
So the Christians in mainland China are very eager for God's truth.
从早上一直到傍晚。
From morning to night.
平均一天我要讲4堂道。
Averagely, I have to preach 4 times during the day.
每一堂是2个小时。
So every time I had to preach 2 hours.
好，你算出来了哈，在这边我如果讲50分钟，扣掉一半翻译哈，是讲25分钟，就会有人看表。Now
here I can only preach 50 minutes and deducting the translation time, and then people have starting get impatient and look at their watch.
那边是讲了2个小时，还不让我停哈。But
that in mainland China, those churches, people were persecuted, but then they wouldn't let me stop.
希望我继续讲下去，要不是同工们体谅我的辛劳，规定时间结束。 我想我讲到天亮，他们也不会走。If
we're not for time control, you know, from the coworkers, I would have to preach until morning. I wouldn't have time to sleep.
那我感谢主的恩典，让我们看见大陆弟兄姐妹的渴慕，被牧养。
Praise to God's grace, we can see their eagerness.
但是去那里不是光讲道就完了。So
I did not just preach over there.
你讲完道的时候，弟兄姐妹有很多的问题，还有信仰上的，还有生活上的这些需要你来辅导他们的难处。Brothers
and sisters would always come to you for counsel and for their daily difficulties in their families, in their workplaces.
当然还有人会请你吃饭的。
Of course, a lot of people are going to treat me meals.
可是你知道，请你吃饭的时候，不是光吃饭啊，还会问你问题。Of
course, when they're eating with me, they're not just going to eat with me. They're going to ask a lot of questions.
哦，他们因为他们抓住这个机会啊，问问题。所以你想看看，我去的时候没时间调时差。So
they want to took this advantage, opportunity to talk with me. So I did not even have time to adjust my jet lag.
晚上只睡3个小时。
Averagely, I could only sleep 3 hours a day.
然后呢，隔天要从早上讲到。 下午晚上还要陪吃饭。
So the next day I have to preach like 8 hours again, and then also eat with them.
你说连
and answer their questions.
连续这样几天下来累不累
？So consecutive for a few days, would I was very tired for course.
好累哈，但是我告诉你， so 每一次当我服侍结束，要到下一站服侍的时候，看着弟兄姐妹，他们红着眼眶，含着眼泪向你握手，感谢你的时候。 我觉得那一刻，我觉得说你所付出的代价、辛劳。 都值得了。
So, but ever since when I left the place, when they shook hands with me, and in tears in their eyes, I would feel like all of my work were paid off.
当他们诚恳地邀请你，希望你能够再来。
So when they earnestly ask you to come again.
如果你是我的话，你会再去吗
？If you were me, would you go again?
Yes. 你们会不是光讲 yes 你去啊？你们愿不会陪我去啊
？You would have to accompany me to go there next time.
《使徒行传》是记载着初代教会宣教的故事。
So Acts actually talks about the journeys of early church, the mission journeys.
尤其《使徒行传》一章八节那里记载说
，Especially in Acts.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，然后呢？然后呢？并要在犹太全地和撒玛利亚怎么样？直到地极做主的见证。
But you will receive power, and the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
这一节就是贯穿整个《使徒行传》所要表达的中心信息。
So that is the central theme of the whole Acts.
初代教会果然成为一个宣教的教会。
So early churches really become mission churches.
从耶路撒冷，然后犹太全地，撒玛利亚，然后传到地极。
From Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and then to the ends of the earth.
只有在这个《使徒行传》好像没有结束一样，因为今天我们仍然在写《使徒行传》。
It feels like we're still writing Acts right now, and the mission journeys never end.
因为宣教的故事要继续发展下去。
The stories have to go on.
那我们可以看见初代教会他们的宣教啊。可说是一个稳固的宣教。
So early churches actually did very solid missions.
事实上，我们发现这个教会并不是一个十全十美的教会。
Church was not perfect for sure.
他们也只，但是只因为他们从主领受一个宣教的使命。
But because they have received a great mission from the Lord.
并且也愿意朝着这个目标去奋斗，去努力。
And they're willing to aim at that goal.
果然，神最后就帮助他们达成任务。
And God helped them and accomplished their task.
其实今天我们也是一样的。
So today in the same way.
我们也不是一个十全十美的教会。
We aren't perfect church.
可是我们知道，我们努力要成为一个看重宣教的教会。
But we need to work very hard to become a mission church.
重点不是在于我们要成为十全十美，我们才出去。
Not we.Have to become perfect in order to do God's mission.
重点是在于我们有没有遵守主的吩咐。
The most important thing we need to obey His command.
愿意按照主对教会的期待去行。
So willing to accomplish His mission according to His will.
既然神可以让初代教会成为一个宣教的教会
，So the Lord can make the early churches become missionary church.
让他们在不稳定当中有稳固的宣教。
Among the unstables, and they could have very solid missions.
那同样，我相信今天在我们教会当中，我们也可以按着神的心意，成为一个看重宣教的教会。
So today in our church, I believe we could do the same, even though among adversity.
拥有稳固的宣教。
We could have a very solid mission.
因此，我们要从《使徒行传》中刚刚我们所读的这几节经文。来看当年耶路撒冷教会如何拓展宣教事工。
So we need to see, learn from these early churches in Jerusalem how they developed their missions.
他们如何成为一个宣教的教会，如何拥有稳固的宣教，来成我们的学习。
How they expand their missions, and then we can learn from.
简单的说，我认为稳固的宣教有以下三个不同的意义。
Simply speaking, solid missions mean three things.
好，第一是在艰困的环境中有神的美意。
Number one, in difficult circumstances, there is always God's perfect will.
让我们来读八章一节跟十一章十九节。
Acts 8:1.
预备，请。
On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. And now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed.Traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews.
对不起，不是你们的错哈，但是因为我还很难调回来。在中国大陆的信徒是读圣经是非常洪亮的。
You know how loud the Chinese Christians read their Bible?
我 我们希望下一次大家读大声一点哦，让我们可以。
You need to have a louder voice when you read God's words.
要有三方面，我们可以看见在艰困环境当中有神的美意。
We have to see three things.
首先，神容许信徒受苦。
God does allow believers to suffer for sure.
第一节那里说，从那日起，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大受大遭逼迫。
So on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem.
但是我们也知道，圣经告诉我们说，我们受苦其实是与我们有益的。
But we know that actually our sufferings are beneficial to us.
我们也知道，神容许我们受一点苦，乃是为了让我们可以得到好处。
And it was good for us, as in Psalms, for us to be afflicted, so that I might learn God's decrees.
初代教会的信徒受苦遭逼迫。许多的信徒甚至被关到监狱里面。
Early churches, a lot of Christians were put in prison. They suffered a lot.
然而，不但教会没有关门，反倒让信徒的信仰更加稳固。
But the church did not close, but their faith actually got even more steadfast.
这就是神要预备他们将来可以实际投入宣教的工作。
It's because God had actually preparing them.
倘若
for missions.
他们像温室里的花朵受到保护
if they were just protected like a conservatory flowers,
在安逸的环境当中享福
and just like, live a comfortable life.
你天天在教会里面剥饼哇天天聚会多好啊
and just break the bread, broke the bread
天天都是相亲相爱哇我们那么美好像天堂一样
and
你说好不好
social eating and just like in heaven.
可是他们不若不吃苦怎能够升任宣教的任务呢
if they did not sufferThey could not handle that mission.
今天我们许多人信主之后，以为生活就从此之后非常的舒适安逸了。
So today, some of the Christians, you know, feel like if we become Christians, and then our life will be smooth.
我们就天天期待上帝赐福给我们，而不愿意为主受苦。
So we just expect God to give us blessings. We don't want to suffer for God.
许多的错误教导也让我们以为说信主就是为自己带来好处。
A lot of wrong teachings told us that we believe in God because we want to be blessed.
许多信徒稍微生活环境不顺利就埋怨神，甚至离弃神。
So when difficulties come, we leave God.
你说这样的心态如何能够承受主所托付那更大的使命呢
？With this kind of heart, how can we handle God's mission?
因此，倘若你正在受苦
，So if you're suffering right now.
你要为这将来的益处来感恩。
And then you need to be thankful for future benefits.
因为神容许你受苦，一定有他的美意。
Because God allows you to suffer for future benefits, He has His perfect will on you.
你现在虽然不知道，但将来一定能够明了。
Although you might not know it right now, but in the future you will know.
第二个呢，是神特意制造机会。
God would actually intentionally create opportunity.
我们一起来读第十九节，好不好？
19.
请。
Now those who had been scattered by persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as.
好，正因为教会受到逼迫，使得初代教会信徒不得不远离他乡。
So church were persecuted, Christians were scattered. They have to leave their hometowns.
否则他们生命就有危险了。
Otherwise, their lives could be endangered.
然而这些人并不是因为贪生怕死、怕被抓、怕被杀才离乡背井的。
But not because they were afraid of being killed, they left their hometowns.
乃是他们带着一个使命，要出去传教、传福音。
Because they knew they had missions, the mission God gave to them. They need to spread gospel to faraway places.
既然他们在本地不能侍奉、无法传福音，于是他们就选择到其他地方。
Because they could not serve and spread gospel in their hometowns, they had to choose to go to other places to
来向他们的同胞传福音。
And to spread the gospels to their fellow people.
好，表面上看起来好像因为人在不得已的情况之下所做出的决定与行动。
That was feels like a decision that is.Made like under a kind of.
但其实这是神特意借着这样的方式使他们可以到外边帮人当中去。
But actually, that was God's will that God wanted to use them among Gentiles.
虽然这些人仍然是保守的。
Although they were pretty conservative.
为什么？因为他们传福音的对象仍然是限制在自己的同胞当中。
Because they still want to just spread gospel to their fellow Jews.
但是呢，也有许多外邦人也借着这个机会也听到福音。
But that a lot of Gentiles, you know, wanted to, needs to spread the gospel to.
倘若不是因为神制造这样的机会跟环境，福音可能还停留在耶路撒冷。
So God intended to use this way to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. If God did not do this, they were not scattered. the gospel would still stay in Jerusalem.
或顶多只限制在犹大全地的犹太人而已。
At most Judea.
换一句话说，是神在掌权。
In other words, it's God who was in control.
特意安排这样的机会，使宣教事工能够拓展。
So he intentionally did this in order to expand his missions.
凡事都有主的美意。
Everything has God's perfect will.
而不是人的计划所成就的。
Not our plans that could actually accomplish this.
好，第三个很重要。是神管教教会为命。
God also want to use this to discipline his church for disobedience.
好，使徒行传一章八节，我们刚刚读到。
Acts 1:8.
我们再读一次好不好？预备，请。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
好，神的心意是让他们从耶路撒冷，然后犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
So God's will, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
也许当教会受到逼迫，造成教会开始宣教。
So church were persecuted and then started the missions.
但其实你仔细想一想。
But you think about this more carefully.
这些信徒光聚集在耶路撒冷。
These Christians just gathered in Jerusalem.
你看教会越发展越大。
So, but churches did actually develop also bigger and greater.
彼得一次传福音3,000-5,000人决志信主。
When Peter was preaching at one time, and around like 3,000-5,000 people would actually believe in Jesus Christ.
教会天天这里擘饼聚会。
The churches actually broke bread every day and have gatherings every day.
许多人呢变卖产业捐给教会，房屋共用。
People sold their properties to churches and had everything in common.
哇，好不好？
Wasn't that great?
可是那不是神的心意啊。
But that's not God's will yet.
教会发展越来越大，他们已经忘记了神当年要他们将福音遍传的托付。
The churches developed bigger and bigger, but they forgot God's missions on them.
难道福音只停留在耶路撒冷吗？
So the gospel could not just stay in Jerusalem.
圣经真的是这样说吗？
Was that what the Bible told us?
明明说要让他们在耶路撒冷，然后呢，犹大全地。撒玛利亚直到地极，可是他们有去吗？
It was said here, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of earth.
成千上万的人归主，都聚在一处，凡物共用，彼此相爱，难分难舍。
Millions of people just stay in Jerusalem, share everything in common. They could not even be separated.
教会生活如此美好。
Churches were so beautiful.
十二个使徒也忙着祈祷、传道、牧养教会，分不出身来。
12 disciples were so busy. They were preaching, they were praying, and they could not even have time to spread gospel to other places.
你看当年初代教会从上到下已经渐渐忘记先前大使命的托付。
So that was early churches were like. They totally forgot about the great commission that Jesus Christ told them.
为了让这些人醒悟过来，神就借着患难来管教他们。
So in order to wake them up, God uses persecution.
神就借着逼迫来唤醒他们。
God disciplines his church for their disobedience.
使他们可以回到神的心意，来完成大使命。
Using persecution so they can return to God's will.
同样，当我们在思想我们受患难或受逼迫的时候，也有可能是来自神的管教。
So in the same way, when we are persecuted and we suffered, it could be also discipline from the God.
为的是要我们回到神的心意当中哦。
So that we can return to God's will.
正如希伯来书12:10所说。
Hebrews 12:10.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in His holiness.
是的，那是有艰困环境当中都有神的美意。
So that there is always God's purpose will in the sufferings He allowed for us to experience.
第二意义是在孤单的侍奉中有主的同在。
So in our lonely ministry journey, there is always God's presence.
让我们一起来读4-6.
Acts 11:21. 北起二十一节。Those who had been scattered preached the word whenever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowd heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. The Lord's hand was with them. A great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
好，侍奉的道路很不容易的。
It has never been easy to serve the Lord.
但正因为有神同在的应许，使他们可以勇往直前。
Because of God's presence, God's promise, we could always go all the way.
别以为神的同在 仅表示有神的陪伴而已哦。
God's presence does not just mean He's a compliment.
乃是神积极参与在宣教当中。
He's actually proactively participating in the ministry.
这体现在以下三方面。
We can see in three things.
第一个是分散宣教，乃主的差派。
So actually, God actually dispatches believers to different places.
那第四节那里讲到第八章第四节来讲那些分散的人往各处去传道。
So those who had been scattered preached the word whenever they went.
神使这些初代教会信徒分散，但是分散呢不是分离，不是分党，不是更不是分裂。
So God actually make these early believers scattered, but scattered doesn't mean they were separated or they were split or that there are heresies.
是。分派他们出去传道
but send them out to preach the gospel.
这是神原先的旨意
That was God's plan for his mission.
就是差派信徒让他们出去
His will send his believers to go out.
我们看见过去耶稣差派门徒出去传福音
Jesus always sent his disciples out to spread his gospel.
通常不是集体啊，聚集一起大家这样出去传福音
Usually not a group of people,
乃是两个两个出去
but two by two.
你会问说，倘若只有一个队伍，声势浩大，像游行、游街这样子，敲锣打鼓，这样不是很好吗？
You might say, if these people could actually go very crowded in a massive way, wouldn't that be great?
啊，两三个人出去太孤单了。
Two by two sounds so lonely.
啊，那今天我们出去短宣传福音，好像也经常是两三个人一组。
When we spread gospel out, it would always like two or three.
我们过去有受过的训练哈，无论是三福，无论是四律的这个，也都是两三个人一组。
Some of us have been trained by a three explosion gospel mission, but then always we go out like two or three.
那甚至有像我这样一个人跑单帮的。
It's just like, or like me, I went to China all by myself.
就像我这一趟的行程，还有吴传道也是。
Minister Wu also went to China all by himself.
他一年去好几次，都是跑单帮的。
I went to China a few times in a year.
那为什么要这样子呢？
Why did he do that?
集体出去不是很好吗？
Wouldn't it be better?
彼此壮胆，彼此支持，不是很好吗？
To go together,
当然原因很多，但我相信其中一个主要的目的。
The major purpose for God to do that is.
就是让我们要单单依靠神。
God wants us to solely rely on Him.
而不是依靠一个集体的势力。
Not a collective force.
既然神是宣教的主。
Lord is the Lord of mission.
他愿意差派我们出去传福音，他就会负责到底。
He's willing to scatter us out to spread His gospel. He's gonna
并且他与我们同在。
Okay, He's gonna be with us.
正如大使命中的应许。
He's gonna be responsible, just like He's promised His great commission.
我们又去，他就与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
He's gonna be with us until the ends of the earth.
但前提是我们需要勇敢的去接受差派。出去宣教。
But then we need to be willing to take this challenge.
第二个表现在宣教成败是主在掌权。
So the success of mission is going to be relied on God's sovereignty.
好，在接下来第六节那里讲到，我们一起来攻读，预备，请。
When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs and performed, they all paid close attention to what he said.
好。当时这些被分散出去的呢，我们就看见神借着这些人所传的福音，于是神迹奇事随着他们。
So when these people are spreading gospel, they also see signs and miracles that are performed.
我们看我们今天我们出去传福音的时候，我们都会很多的担心。
So we are often worrisome when we go out to spread God's gospel.
为什么会担心呢
？Why are we worrying？
我们都担心，最常担心就是别人不听我们所讲的。
We're worried that people don't want to listen to us。
不会理会我们所传的，除非我们有身份地位，哎，我们说话有分量。
Unless we're some sort of higher status people or powerful people。
于是就成为拦阻我们的一个啊，成为我们的拦阻，使我们不能够出去宣教。
That kind of hindered us from going out to spread His gospel。
那。那一些我们来看那一些被分散出去传道的其实并非德高望重的十二个使徒
But if you look at those people who are scattered to go out to spread mission they're not actually people of highly social status
那些都是一般的平信徒啊
They're just ordinary people as you and me
当然也包括教会的执事
Of course, deacons at church.
就像腓力啊，他就是七个执事之一。
He was one of the seven deacons in early church.
那他是唯一的教会平信徒领袖。
And he was actually only one major leader among the other
people. 也是首先带头出来宣教的。
And he was the first one who actually lead the people to mission.
那我们看见众人听见了，那个众人是指传福音的对象。
So we can see actually when the crowd heard Philip.
所有的人都听啊，不是传给少数人哦。
So all the crowds.
然后呢，他们有同心，然后他们有一个反应，同心合意啊。
So their response is they all paid close attention to what he said.
他们有一致的反应，什么反应呢？听从他的话。
They all paid close attention and they listened to what he said.
什么话呢？就是他所传的福音嘛。
They actually accept the gospel that he
接受这个福音。
They accept the gospel.
所以我们可以看见说，这些被分散出去，似乎很孤单，在外面传福音的人。
So superficially, these people looked very lonely when they were spreading gospel by themselves.
大部分他们都没有什么特别之处。
They had nothing special.
他们的身份、他们的地位、资历也都是有限的。
Their social status were not very special, and their experiences are very limited.
但是他们的福音事工却大有果效。
But then their mission actually was great.
甚至有神迹奇事随着他们。
Their mission was very effective.
可见
often see signs and miracles performed.
可见属灵的事工不在乎他们个人的能力。
So you can see it's not actually relies on their personal ability.
乃是在主的掌权。
But it's God who is in control.
因为神在保守一切。
God actually was with them and he was protecting them.
第三个是福音果效是因主的大能。
The effectiveness of gospel is due to God's power.
好，第十一章二十一节，我们一起来共读一遍，请。
The Lord's hand was with them. A great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
好，这里讲叫主同在，其实是神的手在动工啊。
So God's presence means the Lord's hand was with them.
这些信徒被分散出去传福音。
So these believers were scattered out.
可能他们碰过很多的钉子。
They might actually encounter a lot of difficulties.
可能他们遭遇很多的困难。
They might have suffered a lot of difficulties.
但是更多的见证是什么？是他们发现原来传福音不是他们想象的那么难。
Actually, spreading gospel wasn't as difficult as they thought.
他们发现信而归主的人越来越多。
They found a lot of people accepted gospel.
我们刚刚已经讲过了，其实传福音的果效完全不是他们的功劳。
So we have said the effectiveness of the gospel is not really their effort.
关键还是在于因为有主的同在。
It's actually God's presence and God's power.
有主的大能。
God's power is on them.
是借着主的手在做奇妙的事，而非人的手。
It was actually through Lord's hand that actual miracles happened.
同样，我们今天参与宣教，我们到外地传福音。
In the same way, we're participating in a mission, we spread gospel in other places.
千万不要光依靠自己的才能。
Don't rely on your own abilities.
虽然我们知道那些训练装备对我们都非常重要。
With all those trainings and equipments are very important.
但是我们更要看重的是神的同在。
But we need to rely more on God's presence.
你要更多祷告，寻求神的大能。
You need to pray more for God's power.
因为这样才是神差派我们出去宣教的目的。
That's actually the purpose of God sending us out.
换一句话说，宣教看重的不是个人的才干能力，乃是神大能的同在。
So mission does not actually emphasize our abilities, but God's presence.
有神同在，就算再大的困难，我们都不用害怕。
So with God's presence, we should not be afraid.
有神的同在，这不但是决定我们宣教的成败。
God's presence decides our success and failure.
这更是我们经历神大能的最佳机会。
That is the perfect opportunity for us to experience God's almighty power.
最后的意义是在欢喜的收割中有神赐恩。
And we could always experience God's giving grace in the joyful harvest.
让我们一起来读第七到八节跟22-23节，预备，请。
For with shrieks impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. So there was great joy in the city. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When they arrived and saw the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts.
同样，我们有从三方面来看神的赐恩。
Let's see God's grace in three aspects.
首先是有欢喜侍奉的态度。
So we can see these disciples have a very joyful serving attitude.
我们可以看见他们这些人到了那里，看见所赐的恩就欢喜。
We can see when these people arrived and saw what the grace God had done, they were so glad.
那些出去宣教的 这些弟兄姐妹他的态度是总是欢喜的。
They're very glad all the time.
其实不是过去，今天也是一样的。
Today actually the same.
我们出去宣教的态度，每一位参与短宣者都是非常欢喜的。
Those who go out for God's mission should always have this kind of joyful attitude.
都忘记劳累疲惫。
Even forgetting how tired we are.
当福音借着这些被差派分散的信徒在外邦传开来的消息被耶路撒冷教会知道了。
So when the gospel was spread out and this news actually went to Jerusalem.
他们起先不敢相信，所以为了慎重起见就差派巴拿巴到安提阿去证实一下。
At first, these people in Jerusalem did not even believe it, and then they sent actually Barnabas to test it.
果然，巴拿巴来到安提阿之后，他们发现，哦，真的是如此。
Really, when they went to Antioch, they really found out, yeah, things actually did turn out pretty good.
他发现欢喜的、兴奋的，亲自经历、见证神奇妙的作为。
So he experienced the God's glorious deeds himself.
看见福音果子的丰收。
You saw a lot of fruits that were born.
啊，果真应验圣经所说的，凡流泪撒种的必怎么样欢呼收割。
Just as promised in Psalms 126, verse 5, those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy.
后来巴拿巴欢喜到他不想回去了。
So Barnabas was so excited and so joyful.
后来就留在安提阿在那执堂。
So he stayed in Antioch and started building God's churches.
过去信徒如何受到逼迫，面对极大的患难，现在总算明白，哦，神的美意本是如此。
So believers were scattered or persecuted a great deal, but now they understand God's perfect will.
就是要他们宣教、拆船、执堂。
God wanted to scare them out to spread gospel to faraway places to build God's churches.
顿时间，他们豁然，他开朗了。
So all of a sudden, they understood God's will.
他欢喜快乐了。
They started to be very joyful.
今天当我们出去参与短宣宣教。
So today we are attending a short mission trip.
也会经常因为经历神的大能作为，明白神的心意，并借此得到大大的激励。
We will be encouraged and also experience the same kind of joyfulness.
不是，你能不欢喜快乐吗？
How can you not be joyful?
因此我相信，尽管教会投入宣教的工作，我们发现其实是何等艰难不容易。
It's very difficult for church to invest in mission work.
但是我告诉你，
But let me ask, tell you,
那个欢喜快乐的收获会更多的。
When you sow with tears, you reap with songs of joys, you will become even more lovingly to the Lord.
第二是有生命改变的见证。
So you also experience the life-changing testimony.
让我们来读第七节。
Acts 8:7. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, many who were paralyzed or lame were healed.
在这一节当中，我们看见福音大能带来两方面的医治，
所以
是全人的医治。
Two types of healings.
在心灵上的赶逐污鬼。
Spiritual healing, the impure spirits were driven out.
跟身体上的医治就解除病痛。
And the physical healing, many who were paralyzed or lame were healed also.
福音本是神的大能。
Actually, the gospel is the great power of the Lord.
要救一切相信的。
To save who want to believe.
福音能够让我们得救，并不是光将来上天堂而已。
Gospel can save us not just for us to go to heaven.
也包括在心灵还有肉身肉体全人的健康。
But also for us to experience the spiritual healing and physical healing.
使我们在现今生活的需要中得到满足。
So that we can be satisfied in our daily lives.
并且我们生命中一切的问题得到解决。
So that the questions can be answered and problems can be solved.
以至于我们生命可以得到翻转改变。
So our life can be transformed. We can experience the whole healing from the Lord.
在今生有数算不尽那丰盛生命的见证。
So this day we can experience the powerful testimonies.
其实就是我们传福音宣教的目的。
That is actually the purpose of our mission.
正如路加福音四章十八到十九节所说的。
As in Luke chapter 4 verse 18 to 19.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, and set the oppressed free.To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
所以今天我们出去传福音，不是光讲一些神学知识道理。
So when we spread gospel, we're not just teach them theology.
也需要实际帮助他们生活需要与难处。
We need to help them to deal with their practical needs.
使他们身心灵都得到完全的医治，
so、they,
生命得到改变。
So they experience this whole healing, body, soul, and spirit.
最后呢，会有欲罢不能的体会。
At last, when you go on a mission, you have this kind of experience of you don't want to even stop.
第八节那里说，到那城里就大有欢喜。
So in Acts 8 and 8 it says, so there was great joy in that city.
信主实在太美好了，太令人欢喜了。
It was so great to believe in God's word.
相信每一位信主的人都深有同感。
We believe every believer has the same kind of experience.
当年我们看见那些人也是一样，他们接受了福音。
They accept gospel. We can see those people experience such kind of joy.
哪里有人接受福音，哪里就大有欢喜。
So whenever there are people who accept the gospel, whenever there'll be joy.
真正福音的果效是给人们带来喜乐的。
So the effectiveness of true gospel is to bring joy to others.
当你发现你的生命原来可以成为别人的祝福，
When you see your life can become a blessing to other people,
你会发现宣教工作何等的有意义。
You'll see how important the God's mission is.
你一定会有一种欲罢不能的体会。
Then you will feel like you cannot even stop.
那过去我在北美侍奉主20多年。
I have been serving the Lord in North America for more than 20 years.
总共牧养过5个教会。
I have pastored about five churches,
其中包括职堂开拓过一间教会，
including a church that I built,
也当然也包括我现在这个教会，
including this church.
那除了我们这个教会之外，
besides this church,
过去的4个教会，应该是讲3个教会，还有一个职堂的教会，我都曾经带过短宣队出去服事。
Mainly the three churches that I had served, I had always brought brother sister God for missions.
有的是当天往返。
Sometimes it was just like a short mission
that
we go out for a day. Sometimes we go to a Bible study.
我们到一个校园的查经班，有时候到一个聚会点。
Sometimes we go to university for a campus Bible study.
那相同的是，每一次这些跟着我出去又回来的这些成员呢，心里都大有欢喜。
So every single time, these people who actually follow me to go to this mission would always experience this great joy.
他们会有欲罢不能的体会。
They're just unable to stop.
因为当他们回来的时候，我们都请他们分享见证。
So when they came back, I always ask them to share their testimonies.
把他们所看见的、所听见的
告诉我们。What they saw, what they heard, to tell other people.
我开玩笑说这是叫做宣教上瘾。
So I always joke with them, you guys are addicted with missions.
或是宣教的欲罢不能。
So you're unable to stop.
倘若你从未参加过短宣的人，我鼓励你一定要参加。
If you ever never a participant in a mission, I encourage you to attend one.
那目前我们教会也在安排、在计划，希望能够派出短宣队。
So our churches are actually planning to send out mission teams.
请你也为自己好好祷告。
Pray for yourself.
甚至可以考虑看看。
Consider it. Take it into your consideration.
我可以保证，你回来之后也一定会有大有欢喜、欲罢不能的体会。
I guarantee you experience that great joy and I would not be able to stop in the future.
最后这次的中国之旅，我看见许多的教会他们被警告不能够再聚会了。
So during this mission trip, I saw a lot of Chinese churches were warned they're going to be closed and then they could not gather together.
我告诉他们说，耶路撒冷教会当年受到极大的逼迫，但是福音却广传了。
I told them Jerusalem churches, early churches were persecuted, were scattered. However, God's mission was also spread out.
神的美意，神的旨意得到成就了。
God's perfect will was manifested.
但在中国的信徒，我们不晓得神的旨意是什么。
But these Chinese Christians, we don't know about God's will on them.
但我也鼓励他们要坚持下去。
I encourage them to hold steadfast to that faith, to God's words.
那我也不明白，我这次这个所预备的信息正好是他们所需要的。
I did not even know that the messages that I prepared were actually what they needed.
因为这就是凭感动，凭你的这个相信圣灵在带领。
It was after the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以你会发现说，在整个宣教当中有神的参与。
So during the whole mission, there was God's presence.
同样，你如果预备好你自己，
If you have prepared yourself well,
我相信神也会透过你来成就他奇妙的事情。
God will use you to accomplish His perfect will.
这次的宣教任务已经结束了。
So now my short mission is already over.
但是我相信宣教的行动不会停止。
But I believe our mission work will not stop.
我们教会一直有心愿意成为一个看重宣教的教会。
Our church always want to become like a missionary church.
因为这是神的心意。
Because that's God's will on this church.
我们应该要 继续的来完成神的托付。
We need to continue to fulfill His mission.
但是这不是光喊口号就行了。
But that's not, those are just not slogans.
除非我们每一个成员都有实际的行动。
We need to have work. We need to.
那我们想，我能够做什么呢？
Take real actions.
你能够做什么呢？
What can you do?
当然我知道你要有这个你可以为宣教来奉献。
You can probably offer for a missionary work. Have you supported missionary works financially?
这是最容易的。
That's the easiest way.
圣经说你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The Bible says whenever your treasure is, and your heart will be in there.
当你的钱在那里的时候，那证明你的心也在那里。
Whenever your money is, then your heart will be there too.
至少你会关心这些宣教的这个事情。
At least you will be caring for the missionary work.
再来，我们这很多的宣教非常的困难。这些宣教士他们可能会遭遇很多的困难。
Have you already prayed for them?
你需要用代祷来支持他们。
Have you prayed for the missionaries and their ministries?
那当然更重要的是你是否可以考虑来参与宣教的行动。
Are you considering participating in the missions?
你会觉得说自己条件不好，这里不够，这里不足。
You might feel like you're not perfect, you don't have abilities.
但我刚已经讲过了，是不是依靠自己？
But I already said we don't do these missions relying on our own
abilities. 如果你有感动，愿意来让自己的生命成为别人的祝福。
If you are touched and moved, you want to use your life to become other people's blessings.
你就要开始预备你自己。
Then you need to start to prepare yourself.
装备你自己。
Equip yourself.
你会相信神会透过你来完成一些你觉得说不可思议的事情。
You will believe God would actually accomplish miraculous work through you.
你想想看，当有人握着你的手，从心里感激的告诉你说谢谢你来帮助我们。
When people shake your hands and say thank you,
我想你
from the bottom of their heart,
在那一刻你会发现你的生命何等的有意义。
At that moment, you would feel like how meaningful your life is.
你会发现说你活的都有价值了。
You feel like how valuable your life is.
你会发现你所受的这个苦辛苦的代价都值得了。
You feel like all of the sufferings, the difficulties you are facing are nothing.
我知道大家都很忙。
We know we're all busy.
你就播出一个礼拜。
Just take just 1 week.
那对别人而言，那是一生的帮助。
For us, it's a lifetime thing.
希望我们大家能够来考虑。
I hope we could all consider.
让我们也成为一个宣教的拥有一个稳固的宣教。
Participating in the missions and have a solid missionary work.
让宣教的行动在我们教会不会停止。你们说好不好？
So the mission work won't stop in this church. Will you say good?
感谢主，让我们有一天我们回到神的面前的时候，我们不会空手。没有办法交账。
So one day when we face the Lord, it will feel like we're not empty-handed.
我这次短宣之后，我又回家两三天跟家人相聚。
So during the short mission, I also went back to Taiwan to actually reunion with my family members.
我发现有一些亲人，我都没有机会再见面了。
I found out some of them I already missed seeing them for a lot of.
他们离开了。
I won't be seeing them anymore.
我相信我们周围，我们都亲人也是如此，一个一个会离开我们。
We believe all of our relatives will leave us eventually.
我们有一天也要离开这世界。
Our family members will leave us. We ourselves will leave this world also.
但是，你可以在你见主面的那一天，坦然无惧的向他交账吗？
But then you be able to see, when you see God, you actually say, "I have done what I have supposed to do."
求神帮助我们，让我们在那一天的时候，我们没有空手。来朝见他。
So may Lord help us. When we see God, we won't say we're empty-handed.
让我们一起来回应，来唱这首《岂可空手回天
父》。Must I go and empty-handed?
我们起立。
Please be.